This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Thanks for joining us again with another episode here. And today we're going to be talking about the impact you make on your children.
Yeah, so this came, you know, we try to come up with new content and try to come up with things that are really meaningful. And I was listening to something and this just came to, you know, it resonated with me. And so it was, you know, the impact that our parents have played on our lives and growing up, and through like counseling and stuff like that, it seems like the more you hear about it is that what happened to you in childhood mm-hmm. really makes up sometimes the decisions you make, the emotional, positives and negatives that you feel in life, all that. There's a lot of it comes back to your childhood and the way you react to things and emotionally react to things and decisions you make, and all this has to go with a lot of stuff with how you were raised and how you're affected as a child. So I think it's such a crucial time. I think it's an incredible responsibility as parents.
Right. We can leave a lasting legacy, you know, to our children. Our children are watchers, too. They're watching every single move that we make, right?
Absolutely. And so I think, you know, for Joni and I, and Joni, I hope you'd agree with this, but that, you know, we pray every day that we make the right decisions with our kids, that we raise them to be great and influential and leave an impact. And so, you know, I hope we're doing that. Time will tell, because I think it's too early.
And don't get me wrong, we're not perfect. We fail every single day, but at least we make an effort to try to be the best that we can every day.
Correct, and be aware. And it's hard. And I'm learning a lot with my son, especially through like basketball and all that. I critique a lot, and so I'm learning to like, hey, just love on him and build his self-esteem and all that. So, but anyways, so I hope we're making the right decisions, but we wanted to share, you know, kind of, we want to go back and not necessarily talk about what we're doing with our children, but more impactful is like what the impact that our parents left on us. So I know they're avid listeners, and so hopefully, we do them justice in this episode today. So, I'll talk a little bit about, I'll start off with my parents. We're very blessed with the parents that God gave us.
And absolutely.
I think the homes that we were born into, I know there's, you know, it's different for everyone. You might not have, and somebody listening might not have had the same upbringing and maybe a much tougher upbringing. Mm-hmm. I think you've had examples in your growing up, right. You know, that were difficult and tough. But you still had an incredible mom that did a lot for you and that, sacrificed a lot
absolutely.
For you and your brother. So I think even if you aren't raised in maybe a household that we maybe describe or some parents that we describe today, I think there's still an opportunity for you to be, if you're in a parent, you know, or you're going to be a parent or plan to be a parent, I think you could be that one that makes the impact and the change. You could be that one person in your family that changes things and changes your legacy for your family. So
totally agree with
I think
that.
You've just got to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, like you said, children are watchers, and, you know, they watch. Do you challenge yourself day in and day out? How do you face adversity?
Yeah.
So I think we all face adversity and they're watching like, how does my mom or dad handle adversity and challenges?
How do we handle ourselves when we fail? Right.
Yes. That's a big important one. Do we give up and just throw in the towel and quit? And, you know, cause they're seeing if we're quitters, you know, I know we're hard on them if they quit on stuff, but they're watching us if we quit too on things.
What's our work ethic like?
Correct. Are we lazy? Yeah. Do we watch TV all day? Do they see us in the gym? Do they see us challenge ourselves? Do they see us challenge ourselves with diets? Do they, are we savers? Are we doing investments? You know, I think they're constantly watching all that. How we conduct ourselves around others, you know, and they see those interactions. Are we polite with others? Are we courteous? Do we love on others? Do we leave a helping hand? I think they're all watching all of that. And so, I think we were very fortunate and very blessed with the parents that were given. Again, I'm going to say that because, you know, I was born to two parents that my parents are still married today. They great example and role models, I think, in a marriage, you know. But I got to see my mom and hear about my mom, her adversity and what she accomplished, you know, growing up. Her family is all from, majority of her family is from Mexico. You know, she was born in a Spanish speaking community in northern New Mexico. A very small town. You blink and when you're driving through that town and you miss the whole town. It's probably like, I don't know, 100 people or less. It's a very small town. You know, and even though my grandmother was educated, came to America with my great-grandfather, who believed in education, believed in getting educated in the U.S., and my grandmother was educated and became a teacher, and all my aunts, my mom had four sisters, and they all became educators and made an impact in the school system, but my mom was that odd one in the family, and mm-hmm. I think there's always that odd one that changes the future of that family.
I agree,
And she was that one. So she was very opinionated, very strong woman, mm-hmm. Still is today. But she was a driver and just, she always stood out. And her sisters will validate all this, that, you know, she was just a different breed in that family. Sometimes it got into trouble, but a lot of times it paid off mm-hmm. for her. She was the valedictorian of her class. Which got her a full ride academic scholarship to college. And she went to a university in Iowa.
And that says a lot right there too, you know, going to a school, I think that, you know, it's, she was up against the odds, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, just going, you understand, she's 4'11", very dark, complected, Hispanic woman, and go to Iowa, mm-hmm. which, at her university at the time, it was her and Native American woman were the only two people, mm-hmm. You know, of color. And so
that takes a lot of guts to stand up to that.
I hear all the stories, you know, my grandmother, like, you know, when my dad started dating my mom, you know, he would still bring gifts to his prior,
girlfriends.
Yeah. And, you know, and she would tell my dad like how, you know, and it was the culture at that time. She didn't know no different. And she would say wonder what your children are going to look like, you know, and stuff. She'd make comments like that to my dad, but we had a wonderful relationship with my grandmother and she ended up helping raising us when my mom, was, you know, she helped take care of us, later when my mom was busy working as a doctor, but, you know, but at that time people didn't know any different. And that was just different for that part of the world.
But it just takes a lot of, you know, courage and guts and bravery
to leave a state that time where she had never been, you know, I think she had been to maybe Colorado, but she had never been far outside of the mm-hmm. state. And maybe just a couple hours from where she grew up is where she spent majority of her time. So to go all the way to Iowa was a big deal for her.
Right.
And then she built upon that and was determined to become a doctor mm-hmm. and went to medical school in Colorado and then became an OBGYN. And if you know, this is way back, you know, 35, 40 years ago, OBGYN was a very male-dominated mm-hmm. Profession. And again, she's stepping in as a Hispanic, you know, woman and, mm-hmm. and making an impact. And so she moved back, you know, to New Mexico and joined a practice there in Santa Fe at first, and then ended up opening her own practice and became her own as an entrepreneur or doctor and started her own practice with another doctor. Mm-hmm. So I saw those examples, you know, growing up, and I heard all these stories and the courage that she had. And the ambition and the drive and determination. I think
most important, that's what you saw in her, like even hearing those stories, but then also seeing her put it into action, like every single day, like, you know, putting in the hours at work. There was times where you were at the hospital, you know, waiting for your mom to get out of work, right? And the nurses taking care of you guys. I think you just, beyond that, you saw her doing that day in and day out, and that just kind of, it was embedded in you that that's the work ethic you have to have.
Correct. And she was one of the hardest, she's still alive. She, at the time when she was working, she was the hardest working woman I've ever met.
And I saw that early on too, when I was 15 years old and I met her. It's one of the main things that I saw in your family is like how hard working of your family you guys had.
Yeah.
Both your mom and your dad.
Yeah. And my mom met my dad at that university. He was born in Iowa, in Northwest Iowa, to another very small town in Northwest Iowa. Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to make his clothes. They're a very conservative family. Growing up, you don't eat out. You just, everything, hardworking Midwest family. And my dad was a standout athlete, went to the university on a football scholarship. And it's neat to see too, because he still holds rushing records and tackle mm-hmm. records at that school. And I had the privilege to go back to one of his reunions and see that he still holds a lot of the football records at his high school. But
very strong person, but also has very kind, right?
Correct. Like
genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, to be honest, is one of the strongest men growing up that I knew. Very strong, tough guy, but at the same time with a huge heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you've noticed, you've seen that, and noticed that he's just got, and I think you have to be with my mom. She's a tough woman. So he has to be very giving. But I saw that dynamic too, that you can be, tough and strong, but also be a giver and, mm-hmm.
Be kind.
And both of them are the biggest givers that I know. They, to the point where I think sometimes they get taken advantage of. But,
almost the other extreme.
Yeah, but, they're always there to lend a helping hand, no matter what it is, whether it's physically doing something or financially. They've been the one in their family to change the dynamics, because not only did they do it financially, with my mom being a doctor, but they also just contributed. They, if somebody needed something, they were the ones that got called on to go help.
Which is interesting enough. Like your mom is the one person that I know of that gives a gift to every single person on her list, right?
Yeah,
like
to every family member.
For every family member on their, she will never forget your birthday. She will never forget your anniversary. She will remember all those things, right?
Yeah.
And then even in college fun, like I know several, graduation she just went to, family, down the road, they will never miss those opportunities, basketball games, soccer games. Like, she's there for everybody.
Everybody, yeah. And there's big sacrifices that they made with my brother and I growing up, that they would, very workaholics, but at the same time, they never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
They were there for every single game for both my brother and I. So they never missed those opportunities. And you see that. But they had to make sacrifices in other ways, maybe friendships, maybe personal goals. But at that time, they were dedicated mm-hmm. and raising my brother and I. But, my dad became an entrepreneur and, the furniture and cabinet shop in Santa Fe. And I got to see that side of him, too, and running a business. And I always saw, though, that, when they failed or when they stumbled on something, whether it was, I don't know, a bad year, with their business or his business, or I don't know, my mom, going through a lawsuit, as a doctor, I always saw that toughness that they have. They never complained. They, even if they got knocked down or they fell down, you never heard them complain. They just
figure it out.
They were just taught, get back up, dust themselves off, and just keep going at it. And it's something that I took away from.
And I think that's exactly, I think that's what I see in you, is that, and when times do get tough,
Not emotional, and just you weather through it mm-hmm. and you persevere and you get through the other side. And
mm-hmm.
Never saw them quit, never saw them complain, which is the big one, I think, and just that grit and toughness, which I think has contributed a lot to both my brother mm-hmm. and I, but also since we've been together since we were 15, I think it really impacted the way we built our companies and, mm-hmm. and grew too. So I have a lot to be grateful for. And I love that the other side of it too was that, you know, just that servantness that they had that, you know, I think made a big impact on us is just the giving mm-hmm. and wanting to help others around them and their community. It was neat to see my mom, you know, Santa Fe's, 150,000 mm-hmm. people, but the impact she made in the community there as her OBGYN.
And the babies she delivered.
Yeah, 9,500 babies. Mm-hmm. But she also made an impact on those people because if you went to her as a patient, you know, she was the type that would listen to you.
Sit there for hours, you know, most, if you go to most doctors are like, oh, get in and, you know, and get out, right? Yeah. She's there with her patients for hours at a time, just talking with them and, you know, talking about life and their children or.
Yeah. So the impact she made in the community, I think was neat for us to see and growing up and, but just them giving, like they have and having that servant's heart, made a big impact on us as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your mom and dad and what they did.
My mother, she was a fighter. I think we all know that, you know, if you read my book, The Choice Is Yours.
Which has rubbed off on you quite
a
bit.
Yeah. And I think, I look back, like some of the things that I've taken away from my mother. So having a survival mindset, I think, because she, growing up, you know, she had to go through a bad divorce and she had to deal with addiction, both from my father and my brother, mm-hmm. right? And then the issues that I had growing up, right? So she really had to learn how to survive. And she had the tenacity, she had the adaptability, the motivation and the bravery, right? Mm-hmm. To overcome all that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of the qualities that I have, that I've gotten from her, those.
Yeah, just the definitely the tenaciousness, mm-hmm. the ambition. That was I got a lot from your mom too. It's not only she a fighter, but she was ambitious too. If she wanted something,
she will not back down to whatever she wants. She's gonna get. She's gonna get there some way.
Correct. And
growing up, I mean, I know she wanted. You know, home ownership was a big thing to her, right? Mm-hmm. And so she did whatever she could to buy her first trailer, right? Mm. Got an owner finance deal on her own, you know, just to get into home ownership. And so, yeah, I mean, she's anything in life. I mean, to put us in through a private school.
Yeah.
Right? Single mom, no money. And she would do work study at the high school to put us through college. I mean, through high school. Yeah. So.
And even, like you said earlier, just to get home ownership and to provide for you guys as a single mother, she worked for the state of New Mexico all day mm-hmm. and then did another whole shift working McDonald's until closing. Mm-hmm. So, and there were many nights. So I was at the hospital, you were at McDonald's. So, you know, that growing up, but that's, we saw that work ethic from both parents. And they did it in different avenues or different industries in different ways, but they still had that ambition and drive and wanting to accomplish. And then it was neat to see that she, you know, when she met your father, that who you consider your mm-hmm. Father, but that she even took it a further into buying her first brand new built home together as a family. And I think that's special as well. But
And this says a lot for my stepfather as well, because coming into, you know, a family dynamic where, you know, she was a single mom, two children, and not easy children, you know, and my dad stepped right into that and raised us. And you have to be have a servant heart and be kind, you know.
Yeah,
and then, to be able to do that,
you know,
to take on that responsibility.
I always had just a ton of respect for your dad. And I always saw it as unconditional love mm-hmm. that he just, number one, loved your mom just totally unconditionally. Mm-hmm. Didn't ask for anything in return. Mm-mm. And he just gives and gives. And he still does today, just constantly gives to your mom and to you. And
my nieces. Right? And he's doing it with my nieces right now. Right now they're raising my three nieces. And, man, they're doing such a great job with that, right? And my dad just proving that over and over again.
Yeah. So sacrifice, not, this is supposed to be their retirement. Mm-hmm. And they're raising another set of kids again, and that just shows who the heart he is. And to step into when he married your mom and not having his own kids and never having his own kids, but he took on that responsibility and accepted it, mm-hmm. and treated you guys just as his own. If you were his own kids, and you were, but he just is another one that shows how to be a giver, mm-hmm. and just
unconditional love.
Yeah, not ask for anything in return, and made sacrifices, mm-hmm. that I think we've seen them over the years too, where they've had goals and dreams and they've sacrificed to get there and to get those dreams. And I mean, they worked for the city of Mexico and had to live in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, which is an hour, 45 minutes mm-hmm. away.
About traveled every morning to go to work and to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, they sacrificed for that.
Yeah. But number one, to provide you guys a
good education,
a better home.
And a better home. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, any other takeaways you think that you would, and or impact that it's made on you, both set of parents and maybe what you're trying to do with your children?
Yeah, no, I think the one thing that I've it's been kind of, for Mother's Day, Lucas, you know, gave me this picture frame with, you know, some words in it. I broke down crying, right? Because everything was in there was true. I was like, wow, he is watching. So last thing is, you know, kids are watching you. So make that impact, right? And choose how you do things and what you say, because they really are watching you.
Yeah. And a lot of this was geared to yes, there's negative and positives, the impacts that we have, but when we're speaking to the positives, but I want to really speak to, you know, that the impact you have by maybe not taking advantage of opportunities or sacrificing for something you truly want, and being that one that takes that risk of putting yourself out there, saying that you're going to start this business, mm-hmm. Or being this one that say, hey, I'm going to lose 30 or 40 pounds, or, some of those goals that I think a lot of us have as parents and we're scared to take those steps. Yeah. Right. But doing it and doing it because number one, it'll benefit you, but also because you're going to see, your kids are going to see the, mm-hmm.
they're going to see that if the fear is going to hold you back. Right.
Correct.
And in order to be successful in anything, you got to take a little bit of risk. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to do those things. Right. And if you don't, then your kids are going to see that and they're not going to want to step out of their comfort zone and get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get uncomfortable, but if you don't do it, they're not going to do it either.
Correct. And that's our goal behind this. And we want to share what they've done for us. And then now we're carrying that torch. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the torch is in our hands now. And we're, I feel like we've taken a lot that we've learned from our parents we've taken a lot of the attributes and the things that they've taught us and the things that we've seen. And now we're building on top mm-hmm. of that. And then it's going to be incredible to see how, when we hand this off to our children, what they're going to do with it and they take with it. And it doesn't have to be financially or business or anything. It could be just, being a pastor and helping people that way. Mm-hmm. It could be a teacher and just making an impact in kids. It could be, but making an impact and contributing to society and our kids carrying that torch.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next round. So what impact are you making in your children? Are you changing your legacy or your family's legacy? Will you be that one in your family to make a difference? It's a responsibility, and I think you need to carry the torch and mm-hmm. take it further. So even if you didn't have great parents and there's not a lot of good takeaways, I think you can be that one and change your family's future. So hope you guys got something out of that. We wanted to just share a little bit about us and our family and what makes us us. So good and bad. Thank you for listening. Please share this show again. It's fun to get out to events and nationwide, and we're hearing more and more that people are listening and the impact we're having out there at the different events that we go to. And it's neat to hear and people responding to the show. And so we appreciate everybody's feedback. And again, if you guys have topics or stuff that you want to hear about, we'd love to talk about that. So please share those. You can email info@insidethewolfsden.com and we'll take a look at those. So until then, we'll see you all next week.
See you, everyone. Take care.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.